News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Alan Ahern, Professor of Economics at NUI Galway, joins us now. Alan, very difficult to say at the moment, but the length of, if and when this crisis is over, is it possible at this stage to even guess how long it will take us to recover? Because the fallout is so, so drastic.
I think that's right. It is difficult to say, but I'm cautiously optimistic that the economic recovery this time can be much more rapid than in the case of a normal recession. You know, what happens in a normal recession, Shane, is that what slows the economic recovery is that the businesses hold off hiring workers until consumers start spending again. But consumers hold off spending until they get their jobs back. And I think in this case, that problem may not be so large. I lived in Washington, D.C. in 2001 when the 9/11 attacks happened. And that whole area literally closed down for several days, was no economic activity, but then bounced back quickly. We know that on a Friday evening, a lot of businesses closed down, but then they open again seamlessly on a Monday morning. Now, I know we're not talking about several days, we're talking about a much longer period, but the principle is the same. As long as the right policies are in place, both domestically and abroad, then there is scope for the recovery to be over several quarters rather than over several years.
And how optimistic are you, Alan, that the right policies will be in place? Look, it seems like the Irish government is doing the right thing in terms of propping up as much as possible the economy. Will the support be there from the ECB? Can they kind of write blank checks indefinitely? Will they write blank checks indefinitely to fund all this?
I guess in terms of government policy, the Irish government is off to a good start and is doing the right thing, as are governments around the world. The key is not to let the coronavirus destroy otherwise healthy businesses. So they're providing loans and credit to businesses, to those businesses that have been closed down, to keep them going. I think a lot depends on the length of time. There's no doubt that the longer the lockdown lasts, the greater the risk of damage to the economy. And that damage would come about from the accumulation of loans, of debt by small businesses over time. So policy, at some stage, the strategy, if this lockdown lasts much longer than is currently envisaged, the strategy may need to be adapted and changed from providing loans to business to eventually providing some grants. You can imagine when the economy opens up again and when the lockdown ends, that some businesses will have taken on so much debt that they won't be able to open unless they get a grant, not another loan, a grant. And you could have a scheme where that grant, the business would get it and it would use it to write down some of it, extinguish some of its debt, but it would only get that grant if it hired back most or all of the workers that it had. And then on the other side, there may be a lot of pent-up demand. We know, for example, that hairdressers and barbers are going to be open 24/7 for quite a while, as we all get our hair cut. But so there may be pent-up demand with consumer spending, or the government could have in its back pocket some sort of schemes to spur demand in certain areas, maybe vouchers, for example, that expire for restaurants and stuff. So that sort of scheme could get the economy growing stronger. So that sort of government policy, I think, may well be very important.
And who foots the bill for that? Because they sound like great ideas, but they don't come cheap. I mean, is that like the ECB in the background sort of funding long-term loans for governments so they can do that kind of thing?
Well, what the ECB can do and what is doing is they can keep borrowing costs extremely low for governments in the euro area, including the Irish government. As of this morning, the Irish government could take a 10-year loan at an interest rate essentially at zero, a fixed interest rate at zero. So borrowing costs are extremely low, and the ECB has a very important role in keeping borrowing costs very low. I mean, ultimately, the bill is going to be picked up by future generations. And what that means is that the government should not be wasteful in its response. I don't like ideas about giving out money to every household and that sort of stuff, very broad-based ideas. The supports, they should be targeted, although they're targeted, they should be very large. And that sort of support, I think, would facilitate a more rapid recovery.
really difficult question to answer this, and it's as much an ethical question almost as an economic question, but I'm curious, is there a point at which the lockdown goes on so long that irreparable damage is done to the economy and then all the knock-on effects on that, including on public health, and that the cure almost becomes worse than the disease?
No, I wouldn't share that view. I mean, a lot of commentators are using the analogy of a war. This is a war against the virus. Well, you wouldn't say at the start of a war that you're only going to spend money and fight the war for 12 weeks and then you pack it in. You've got to just keep going as long as the war is going on, and you've got to win the war. And it's the same in terms of the economy and in terms of the response. The most important thing is the public health response to decisively get rid of the virus out of the country, and the economy must come second. But the government has got to keep up its economic response in order to protect the economy as much as possible.
And just very finally, can austerity be avoided? I mean, if we are in that situation where this goes on for a long period of time, I mean, at some point, and tax revenues are plummeting, at some point you would imagine, however undesirable it is, things like wage cuts for the public sector, those kind of issues will come on the table, you would have thought, or am I wrong?
No, I don't think tax cuts and tax hikes and spending cuts will be necessary this time. At least they shouldn't be. The nature of this particular downturn is that the public finances, there is no permanent hole being blown in the public finances. So if you think about where we were in January of this year, the public finances were in good shape. And if the economy can quickly return to that, then the public finances should return quickly to good shape. Yes, there'll be a massive amount of borrowing during the time of the crisis, but fairly quickly, revenues, government revenues should bounce back along with the economy.
You're cautiously optimistic, Alan, are you? Is that? I mean, I know, sorry, that's not in any way downplaying the crisis that we're facing, but you sound like you're cautiously optimistic that things can bounce back relatively quickly.
I think I am. I think, again, a lot depends on how long the lockdown lasts, and a lot depends on policy, both domestically and abroad, how quickly the world economy bounces back. But I think it's such an unusual type of, it's a very steep recession, but a very unusual type of recession. So I think there's good reason to be optimistic that at least next year we could see a significant recovery in the economy.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Alan Ahern, Professor of Economics at NUI Galway. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.